This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. They were on the show back in August the 10th. We're talking about Precision Therapeutics, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ. You can find them under the ticker symbol AIPT. With us today is the CEO of the company, Dr. Carl Schwartz. Also with us is Richard Gable. Dr. Schwartz, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
State of the merger between Precision Therapeutics and Halomix. What is that exactly?
Well, the merger, giving birth to this has been a long time. It's been almost 4 months of steady work on this merger and the S-4, which is what has to go to the NASDAQ before the merger is completed. And that S-4 just went off this past Monday, finally. And so we're on our way. Unless there's something that the NASDAQ doesn't like, which we don't think will happen, the next step will be a stockholder vote, and then we should be one company here, hopefully by the end of the year or thereabouts. So that's where that stands.
You know, what I find interesting in your company is that you guys deal with artificial intelligence. You personalize medicine for drug recovery to provide personalized medicine for solutions for clients in the pharmaceutical, diagnostic, and biotech industries. That being said, what exactly do you guys do?
Well, there's two facets to our company. The first one is the original company, which is our direct-to-grain system, which is Skyline. That's a device that basically fits on the wall in the operating room or the interventional radiology room and takes fluids from the patient directly to the drain so they're not touched by any of the staff in the hospital or any of the maintenance staff through its process. And that's the original company. And then there's Halomix, which is the company we're buying, and they're in artificial intelligence and the analysis of tumors, and they have a CLIA lab, and they do CRO work, which that's about as much as I can say about them at the time because we own 25%, and I don't want to say a lot about them until we've completed the merger. And the third piece is also very important, and that's Tumorigenesis, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of our Skyline division of Precision Therapeutics. Actually, it's a division of Precision Therapeutics, and that's a company that we formed to develop a product that's really quite revolutionary. In the AI business, when they want to test tumors, they use mice, and we found that through Richard, he'll explain it more, that they're developing a different kind of a matrix to test these tumors that eliminate the use of a mouse and very carefully replicate the body. So we're excited about it. I'll let Richard tell you more about that.
Please do.
Hello, this is Richard Gabriel.
Richard, give me the latest information on Tumorigenesis, what you guys are about and what you're trying to accomplish, especially in India. I understand there's 1.4 billion people over there.
That's correct. So Tumorigenesis is, let's back up a little bit. So how cancer cells work is they fool our immune system into believing that they're normal tissue. And they do this through what they call molecular handshakes. And so the rest of the body goes ahead and sends nutrients to it, and it continues to grow, and it continues to manifest itself, and then it finally breaks out and becomes metastatic. That happens in our first target market, which is ovarian cancer. 90% of the women present themselves with ascites fluids that actually have been had procedures done by the Streamway system wind up being having ovarian cancer. And that ovarian cancer, they're usually in stage 3 or stage 4. So we targeted ovarian cancer for a couple of reasons. One is we know the markers that those tumors in those ovarian cancer patients become resistant. 40% of the women survive the standard of care, which is carboplatin and Taxol in parts of the country. And for example, Mass General, it's cisplatin and Taxol, 40%, but nobody knows why. So it's a 50-50 coin toss for those women. So we thought, well, what if we fool the cancer cells? What if we create an environment for the cancer cells that makes them think that they're still inside the human body? And that's what we've done. So this is all about fooling cancer cells into growing outside of the body and keeping the DNA that they have, that they're expressing as a cancer cell, in line with what the patient sample originally was. And we've been able to do that. Then we grow them up and we screen multiple combinations of drugs in not only just multiple combinations, but also in multiple dilutions. And that's extremely important for the ovarian cancer patient. So our first goal is, can we turn 50-50 coin toss in 40% of the women that survive ovarian cancer into 60-40 or 70-30 or 90-10? That's a huge breakthrough for the market, just using standard of care.
And you guys are penetrating what, the European market first, India first?
No, U.S.
U.S.
No, U.S. We're working with, well, actually, I should say there's three areas we're concentrated in. Carl and I are working on Poland, Canada, the University of Alberta is a focal point. And also, we're focused here in the Southeast, where we're currently at the Dawson James Conference with the University of Miami. And then, of course, we have the Dana-Farber, the Moffitt Cancer Center, and also the Mayo. So we're trying to coordinate amongst those institutions.
So, Richard, excuse my ignorance here, but are you guys in phase one, phase two trials? Have you already got something approved from the FDA? Where are we at in this process?
No, this is not a drug. So this is a way for the pathologist who gets the tumor sample from the surgical oncologist to take the sample, screen it across the platform, use all the other standard tests that they use, which includes histological examination of tumors, so that they can determine what is the tumor type that this particular woman has. And from that, we use the Helomics drug screening technology to then use the artificial intelligence and give the oncologist, through the pathologist, the best pathway to treat the woman.
And how do you monetize this pathway?
Well, it's pretty simple. The competitive technology is called the PDX mouse model. The PDX mouse model is a patient-derived xenograft mouse model that now has been humanized. If you can imagine, these mice cost about $100 to $150 bucks a pop. So how many mice do you think you can run on doing combination drug therapies as well as doing dilutions? And the answer is not very many. So they are using PDX mouse right now in patient categorization. It is working, but it costs $25,000 to $45,000 per patient. Our system, and it takes 32 weeks. Our system is 9 weeks and $12,500 all in.
So you're seeing you guys are penetrating the market pretty easily at those standards?
Well, we're starting out. I mean, we have our first goal is ovarian cancer, and we are waiting. We're sourcing materials now. So we're sourcing materials out of Miami, Alberta, and soon we'll be sourcing out of Poland.
You've been listening to Richard Gabriel. He runs the Tumor Genesis. Richard, if you can, let me finish up the show with Dr. Carl Schwartz.
Yes,
I appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity to tell our story. Thank you.
So in closing here, Precision Therapeutics, what's the latest information and how do you see maybe the first quarter or second quarter of 2019 shaping up?
Well, we're excited about that time period. We have a couple of things. Besides Tumor Genesis, we hope to have obviously the completion of our merger with
with Helomics. And in addition, in our Streamway system, which is the directed drain system, we have a new model coming out at the end of the year, which is about half the size of the original model with fewer moving parts and a very efficient piece of equipment. In addition, something very important is that we are adding a vacuum pump that will be an adjunct to the machine initially and then integrated into the machine in a couple of months. So when it'll make it far more appealing for the operating room, because with that pump, it will be a vacuum pump. It should be really desirable, because in many hospital rooms around the country, there is a lack of suction. They're older. The pipes and so on have gotten corroded, and the vacuum system just doesn't work very well. So this will be something that they will really enjoy. So we're looking forward to expanding our marketplace. As I said, we're all over the world now with our product, and so we expect to see a continued growth there. We expect to see Tumorigenesis get off to a flying start, and of course, we'll have Helomics under our belt. So it should really be a pretty exciting time in the first quarter of next year.
You've been listening to Dr. Carl Schwartz. He's the CEO of Precision Therapeutics. I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. You can find him on the NASDAQ, trading around 87 cents a share under the ticker symbol AIPT. Dr. Schwartz, thank you so much. Wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.